The Pen Pals by Kelly Sanabria. Illustrated by Monica Kawe. Genre: realistic fiction is about made-up events that could happen in real life. This next story is about Miguel, a boy who finds a creative way to communicate with his cousin. Question of the week: in what creative ways do we communicate? When Miguel reached the top of the stairs leading to his family's new apartment, he felt relieved. After a long day, he was finally home. His parents wouldn't be back for another few hours, but until then, he could snack on one of the empanadas his mom had made the night before. She had prepared them for him specially, because she knew the simple corn flour recipe would be comforting. He took a big bite, and it really did taste just like home. Before he moved away, Miguel used to eat these treats every afternoon with his cousin, Pablo. He thought about Pablo as he took his first bite and wondered what he was doing back in Colombia. 2 weeks before, Miguel and his parents had moved to a faraway place. Well, far away in Miguel's eyes. The flight from Bogota had taken almost 10 hours. The family had made the decision to move to Madrid because Miguel's dad had gotten a job at a Spanish company. Miguel knew the move hadn't been easy for his parents. At the airport, they had both cried as they hugged the family members who had come to say goodbye. Still, Miguel felt upset that he hadn't been given any say in the decision. No one had asked him if he wanted to move. Just then, Miguel was startled by an unexpected noise. The noise sounded like his old school's fire alarm. Ring! It was the buzzer! Miguel wasn't sure what to do. Should he answer the door? His parents had their own keys, so it couldn't be them. Miguel decided to ignore the noise. If he let a stranger into the building, his parents might get angry. Miguel was still wondering about the buzzer when his mom got home. Miguel's mom was happy when she came in. Why was she so cheerful? A moment later, Miguel got his answer. "Look what arrived!" Miguel's mom exclaimed. She held up a thick envelope. When Miguel took a closer look, he realized that it was for him. He examined the stamps, which showed images of Colombia. "Can I open it?" Miguel asked. Inside the envelope was a letter from Pablo. Miguel knew it was from him even before he saw the name. He recognized the handwriting and dark blue ink. Miguel and Pablo were both 9 years old. They used to sit next to each other in school and would help each other when their teacher asked difficult questions. A memory of looking at Pablo's notebook popped into Miguel's mind. At that moment, he felt a strange combination of happy and sad. After Miguel read the letter, he realized there were other items there too. There was a bracelet for Miguel's mom, and a small Colombian flag for his dad. There was also a picture of Miguel and Pablo standing next to a swimming pool. When it was hot, they both loved to swim. Miguel's mom put on the bracelet and taped the flag to the kitchen wall. Then she asked Miguel where he wanted to put the picture. Miguel said he thought it would look nice in his room. That night, after eating dinner, Miguel first washed the dishes, then reread the letter more closely. Pablo had written about school and described the things he had been doing. "Dear Miguel, school isn't the same without you. There's a new boy who sits next to me now. His name is Alex. We keep each other company during break time, and sometimes we play soccer after school. He's nice, but he dislikes swimming. I hope you like the picture I sent you. Pablo." In the morning, Miguel woke up early to write Pablo a letter. As soon as he picked up his pen, he suddenly felt that he had a lot to say. He had written 3 pages by the time his parents called him for breakfast. As he folded the letter and placed it in an envelope, Miguel glanced at the picture of him and Pablo at the pool. Pablo had a big smile on his face, just like Miguel. Miguel decided to add one final touch to his letter. Before heading downstairs, he quickly sketched a drawing of himself and Pablo playing soccer. Maybe his cousin could hang it by his desk too. Miguel received another letter from Pablo 2 weeks later, and then a third a few weeks after that. Before long, the boys were writing to each other every few days. The wall above Miguel's desk looked like the waste paper basket had exploded onto it, crowded with photographs and other items Pablo had sent. There were drawings, soccer cards, and newspaper clippings. When it was Miguel's birthday, Pablo sent a card that had been signed by all of their classmates. He wondered what Pablo's room looked like, and if his cousin also kept the things Miguel sent him. 6 months later, summer had arrived. Time had passed so quickly that Miguel had hardly given any thought to the upcoming vacation. It was his last week of school, and he had a math test and a science project to complete. On Friday afternoon, everything was finally finished. Just then, he realized that he hadn't received a letter from Pablo that week. Actually, he hadn't heard from Pablo the previous week either. Miguel wondered if something was wrong. When he got home, Miguel climbed the stairs to his apartment, as he had every day since the move. When he reached the front door, he paused. He heard a familiar voice. Right then, the door swung open. "Surprise!" shouted Pablo. Miguel burst into a wide grin. It was Pablo! "It was hard to keep the secret," Miguel's mom confessed. "But looking at the expression on your face, I think we made the right decision." Miguel was overjoyed. Now he could spend the whole summer showing his cousin around Madrid. But first, he wanted to show Pablo what he'd done with the letters.